Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing B'Siyata Dishmaya, our series of Shiurim, the Rambam, Behilchot Mamrim, Perek Vav, Halacha Dalid. This is B'Siyata Dishmaya, the seventh Shir in the series. I have such hana from our Hilchos Mamrim Shiurim, from a Shiurim in general, particularly from a Shiurim in the Rambam, Hilchos Malachim, Hilchos Mamrim, Hilchos Tefillah. Super, super geshmak, Baruch Hashem. It's a schus to see how much there is to say, and every Rambam, and we're just, what we're saying is a drop in the ocean. And yet, it just keeps going, Baruch Hashem, with such. Amkus and Rach was based in the Torah of Moreinu V'Rabbeinu, the Shmol, the Zichro, Tavis Kol Nefesh. So we saw the Yesod Advarim in the previous Shiurim. Pasuk may say a talk about that, depending zoken, that one has to show for this zoken his chubadus. It's the Yesoda pasuk, and save isn't to be taken literally. It's just an indication that anybody who's a mechubad, you have to stand up for them, or at least give them some sort of cover. So that's Betamsis Shebetamsis, what we learned again in six Shiurim, and a lot was said in six Shiurim, just giving you the nutshell, Shebet nutshell. It says, Negit Moreh, Kedushin, Taflamit Beis, Amut Beis, Tohodi Ikbid Rabba, Rabba was Makbid, and two other Rabbanim who didn't stand up in front of him. Even though Rav Shemochel al Kvoidoi, Kvoidoi Mochel, a Rav can be moichelan as kovid. Zok the Gemara, it's because they should have at least done hiddur for him. Rashi dibor maschil hiddur lanua me'at ki ilu roitze lamoid miponov. To move a little bit, as if you want to stand in front of him. In the Chedushei Moran Rizal Levi, in the fifth parak over here, he explains that even though they were patur legamrei me'am mitzvah, but still they should have made a little bit of a movement. We see that a lot in shul. You know, somebody just gives a little bit of a move. Give a little bit of a move to show that you want to stand up, even though you're not standing up the whole way. So, ayin sham b'divrei harav mi'brisk. But we have to understand, she'im p'turim hem, if they're patur, then why do they have to move? They're putter. He says, even though they're putter, they should have just moved a little to show they want to give cover. But they're putter. And Rava was makbid, but they're putter. Shemeod. Ve'en shemeod. Ve'chidushim shala Rav Mibris. She'evim edivrei Rambam. Ve'perek hei. Me'elchot Talmud Torah. Halacha Yud Aleph. V'af al pisha mochel harav chay v'talmid lahadroi v'afilu b'shoa shem mochel. Even though the rov was mochel, the talmid has to give him a little bit of hider. You have to give him hider. Even if he's mochel, the Rambam says a little bit, he says, you give him hider to show him some kavod, show him something. Even though the rov was mochel. What's the lashon of the Rambam here? Chay v'harav, chay v'talmid lahadroi. He says the Talmud is chayiv. It's not just an option. Talmud is chayiv. When it kashe agrees sham begeder adover, she mahani mechil mehechan yesh the chiyuv shel hadrof. Mechil is effective. So why is there still a chiyuv? The Brisker Rav doesn't understand. As lafi dvareinu nera kach. הרמב"ם כתב בהלכת ט' שכבר ציטטנו שהסייבר אינו מחויב לוקום מלוי קומוסוי הלכה ושבסייבר אינו מחויב לוקום מלוי קומוסוי רק הלכה ורק להד. When it comes to סייבר, you don't have to stand up all the way. All you have to do is give some hider. You just have to give hider. Chayv rak lahadra. In other words, like we spoke about earlier, a lot, you have to be mityachez to this person, you have to relate to this person as a mechubed. With this, over Rashi, she'omnam mahali mechila toira dilei. So Rashi holds that, yeah, it's true that mechila is effective for his Torah, like we see in the sugya, Kedushin 32b, aval ein ze ela ala mechubet shemitzad Torah, aval akati avalei mechubet mitzad atzmo ke mechubet shel seiva. Wait a second. That's only when it comes to the mechubet mitzad his Torah. It's Torah delay, he can still be moichel. And that he can be moichel and Torah delay. It's his Torah, so that is moichel. But he himself, the gaver himself, is still a mechubit. Just like a seva dika person is mechubit. Seva dika person doesn't necessarily have Torah. But he's still mechubit al tzis seva. This person also sees moichel on his Torah, but not on his essential self. He's still a mechubit dika mensch. And this mechila is not shaykh, lo shaykh et mechila. Why? Kevin shu metzius shel gavro. Shekach memele mitchayevet et yachasut lo. It's a metzius of this person. That he's a mechubid. And memele, you have to mityachas to him, you have to relate to him in a bofen kaze. And even after the mechila, he's doch a mechubid, he's still a mechubidik a person. And that's what Rashi says. Lanua me'at. What do you mean, lanua me'at? Shekanere sover Rashi, shezeo ha-shi'ur shel hidur, sheyeshno mitzad mechubet shelo machmas zokin shekano chochma. Rashi holds that's the shir of hidur, mitzad mechubetik a person who's not a zekano chochma, who's not a zokin shekano chochma. You have to at least lanua me'at. And Rabbi Yechanan would stand up in front of Gentile old men. He would give them a little bit of, he would move a little bit up for them. Nam ad kedei lakum. Kiddushin 33a. Rabbi Yechanan v'koy makame sabedar mai. Amar kamar hirpatku adu alayu dahani. He said how many adventures they've had in their life. So he was also Nama'at. He also moved a little bit in order to get up. And that's what Rashi writes by us, that you have to do even after the Mechila. V'imken, afshal omar, she'en kan yichlokat b'yisod adin. V'gam ha-Ramam she'katav she'chayav ha-Talmid lahadro, ha'inu b'kima she'en ha-Molo komaso, k'mo she'kosev ha-Ramam b'kima d'seiva. K'emet she'zoi shitato b'kima d'seiva, m'meila k'enu b'kima she'lchachem she'mochal al-kavodo. וכנל שעל זה לקה מכילה. אז אפשר לעשות שלום בין הרמב״ם ורשי, הם בעצם אומרים אותו דבר. But this rub was מוכל על כבודו, you have to get up a little bit for him. ואפי שמוכל רב חייב במתמד להג'ר, what's the להג'ר? To get up a little bit, like Rashi says. Why? Because even after his מכילה, He's still a gaver mechubed. And just like Seva, you have to lanua me'at, you have to get up a little bit, so to tam v'chachem shemochel al kavodo. Me'ay time at tzarechim teretz agriz. We have to now understand that the teretz of the briskerov. Shu kotev sham shal chiyuv kima lo imahani klal mechila l'das haramba. And the chiyuv kima, there's no mechila. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says just lahadro. The Rambam doesn't say kima. It's like by seva, the Rambam says lahadro is to get up a little bit. So too, over here, he's chayav just to get a little bit. But if mechila is not effective, like the Brisker Rav wanted to say, then you have to get up the whole way. You have to get up a local muscle, the full stature. And maybe we can say, not to be miyashiv, the Brisker Rav, but the Pshat Divrei Rambam, that according to the Rambam, Itaka have to stand Meloko Maso, and that he says, Kedei Lahadro, Hainu Kanal, Shadain Yeshno Achiyuv Shalat Yachasut, Shal Mechubit Kishem Sheyeshno Beseva, Ela Shebesteva, Shemechubadusoi, מח מסי ווסו היא על זה ישנו את השיעור של קימה בעלמה. אבל במי שכאן החוכמה, שמכובדוסו, מכובדוסוי, מחמס תוירה היא, על זה הרי גלי לנקרא, דשיעור את יחסות של כבודי בקימה מלוי כמוסו, זאת אומרת אנחנו עכשיו מנסים בדרך אחרת, למשמש ולמשש. שאולי לדעת הרמב״ם, really, לחיוב ביומר זוגין שמוכל על כבודו, איז מלוי כמוסו. And that the Rambam says a lashon of gedei lahadro, which implies only a little bit, what he's trying to say is that you have to mahadr him. In other words, there has to be a siachasus of kovod towards this person. And there's a difference when it comes to seva. What's the shir of a siachasus to his mechubadus? How do you relate to his mechubadus? How do you show his mechubadus? You get up a little bit. But somebody who's kind of chachma, that his mechubadus is machmas Torah, that the pasuk is megala that the siachas shall cover his bekima maloi kamasai, and klape the mitzios of his mechubadus is not shaykh mechila. Again, mechila shaykh on his Torah, but not in his mechubadus. So out of his mechubadus, you have to get up, and that's maloi kamasai. V'shuv chayav v'mechubadus shel zaken shekano chach madayin maloi kamasai. V'advarim meirim baruch Hashem. That's why you have to get up the whole way, maybe according to the Rambam. Because that's the siachas of kavod to this gavra. The yez mochel on his Torah, but not his mechubadus. So the mechubadus of a sevadik mensch is lanua me'at. That's the shir, and the shir of this of a zekon ochachma is to get up the whole way. As achshav, nirah b'ma shekatav Rashi, shema ze ve'adarta p'nei zoken. As Rashi Omer, he should have done a little bit of, when it says he should have done a little bit of Hidur, ראינו את הרשי הזה באחד מהשיעורים הקודמים, שזה היה לי בשיעור השני, שרשי כותב בדף למקים על עמוד א', אף הידור, ועל כוח לא נכתב הידור על הלידרוש, כדאמר למעוטי מי רוחו, כלמעוטי ביס המרחץ כדאמר. So this הידור is just לגלויה, to be מגלה נקימה. And it's telling us, don't stand up from afar, and don't stand up in the ביס המרחץ. זה הרשי שלמדנו. עכשיו, אז זה רק לגלויה, זה רק לגלות, על הקימה. וזה נגד דברי התורה הסקויהנים, והספרי, ודברי עצמו, Rashi is going even against himself, besides the midrashim, in his perush על התורה, where he writes, that vehadarta, what does vehadarta mean? Vehadarta means, לא יישב במקומו, ולא יסתור את דברו, you're not allowed to sit in his place, you're not allowed to contradict him. אז מה זה והדרת פני זוקן? אם זה לגלות על הקימה, או זה מצווה בפני עצמו שלא ישב במקומו ולא יסתורס דבורו. אז אנחנו עכשיו רוצים לבאר את המחלוקת של התנא קמא ויוסי הגלילי על איסי. We learned the Gemara in Kiddushin and Daf Amad Beis, that we have the Tanakama, who says, Tanar Rabbeinu Nesei V'Takun Yochel Yozakin Hashmai Tamil Lama Zakin In Zakin Ela Chacham. So Zakin Zachacham, Rabbi Yosef Akluli also says that Zakin is a Chacham. Zekon Chachma, and we have all these drashos. I might think, he had ran over Mamai, no, Nochis Saron Kis. I might think, stand up in front of him in a bathroom, in a bathhouse, no. It has to have Hidr. I might think that you can close your eyes if you don't see him, no. And then we get to Yisi ben Yehuda. He says, "Mipnei seva takom afilu kol seva b'mashma." No, it's not dafka zes. It's not dafka zek panachachum. It's called seva. Any old person. As naraz lamadnu nitachnu et agmara kvar, aval kamuvan od efshar be lomar. As nara be biura machloket shel atanakam v'rabbi Yosi Aglili al isi, aval pisha biyanu shel divrei kulam. Everybody holds, as we explain, that pash pshat in the pasuk is talking about a zaken shekana chachma, zekana chachma. Agav, how do you know zaken is zekana chachma? Some people say zaken is ze, kuf is kana, and the nun is the shara nun. The shara nun is the highest gate of wisdom we see in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Other people say it's zaken is zekana chachma because the zayin is ze, and the kuf nun is kana. Now, what else is worth acquiring? What else on earth is worth acquiring besides chachma? That's the Iker Kinyan, Pashut, right? If you could be a multi-gazillionaire without chachma, you could be a poor man with chachma. Much rather be the poor man with chachma. What's the difference between a mansion and a behemah? Chachma, among other things. Al kolpanim, as the divrei kulam, a pasuk medaber b'ze kana chachma. As chachamim ve Rabbi Yosi Aglili, hem sovrim shekima lav toitzo shel hiduri. They hold that when you stand up, it's not an outcome of the fact that he's a mahudr. In other words, since he's a mahudr de gemensh, he's a mechubad de gemensh, so you have to show his mechubadus by standing up. So you would have to stand up for any old person because of his mechubadus. Ella, it's a mitzvah of giving kavod with this maisa of standing up, and it is not an outcome of a relationship. It's not that you relate to his mechubadus, but rather you stand up to give him kavod. And in mail of this mitzvah of giving kavod, we said klapei atamar chacham, it has nothing to do with seva, with an old person. There's no such chiyah for an old person. And on this we can ask then, that if there's a din kavod from the words v'hadarta, p'nei zaken, you already give him kavod from the v'hadarta, what do we need the pasuk of kima for? And mainly he's included in v'hadarta and kavod. Again, the Bnei Seva Takum, the Seva is talking about an old man who is Ekon HaChachma. As we saw at length in the previous Shiurim. So why then does the Pasuk need to tell us to stand up for this wise man? We already have Adarti, already have you give him hither. So what did the extra Pasuk of Kima for? He's already included in Vadarti and Kavod. Like we see by Kibud Ovein. They're like Siv Bei Kime. Doesn't say stand up for your parents. And nevertheless, the Rambam writes you have to stand up. Ken eschai v'chodah. Ze bitui shel kavod. Ad bevadai tzarech lakum. And that's from the Gemara. Kedushin 31b. At Rabbi Yochanan, when he hears his mother, he would say, I'm going to stand up in front of her. It's Rabbi Tarfon, he said, the Shechina is coming. That's the covenant you give to your parents. And that's like the Kash of Tosis in Bava Kame, 41b, Divra Maschil Rabbis, who asked that since we include from Me'es Hashem Elokecha Tira, L'Rabbis Tamidei Chachomim, so what do you need the B'nai Seva Takum for? It's already included, that's part of the Yiras, to get up. Sheyesh Din Kavud U'moira Me'mele Chayavim B'kime. As ma ze mosif li ha-pasuk ha-milim B'nai Seva Takum? Ani kvar yodei at ze mi'adarta P'nei Zaken. ובאמת, החזון איש כבר עמד בזה, באבן עזר עושים מקוף נמחס. זה צריך יהיה מודי רייט אובר דר. See also in the חידושי אריזה לוי, הלכס תם התורה, that we referenced earlier. The fifth פרק. אז אפשר לומר כך, שאומנם זהו עצמו הכרח תהיגור הוא רק לגלוי הקימה. וכל החיוב שנאמר כאן, ורק חיוב קימה ולא חיוב הידו, וכבוד. So that's the הכרח, that's what necessitates us saying, that the hider is only coming to be megale on the kima. That it's a kima that has hither. And therefore, don't stand up in front of Beis HaKiseh and Beis HaMerchatz, etc. It's legluye, it's to reveal to us pshat in the kima. For kol ha-chiyuv she-ne'emar kan, hu rak chiyuv kima v'lo chiyuv hidur v'kovit, ma she-kosev Rashi. So, the whole chiyuv that was said over here is only a chiyuv kima, not a chiyuv hidur v'kovit. And the hidur is just to be megala what type of kima you're standing up. What about es l'rabbis tamid chamim? So, v'lav ha-chiyuv, the teretz of tesis over there in Bava Kama in Shem. אז לכן זה הכרח שלהם לומר בפסוק שההידור זה בא לגלות על הקימה. וגם בלא הכרח הנער יש לומר כן. If without the הכרח that we just mentioned that necessitates this pshat, we can say this. והנה ידי דבר דעת הפני זקן וביור המצווה של הפני סייבה תוקו. They knew Chacham Yosef HaGlili, that V'adarat Pnei Zokin is explaining the Pnei Seva Tukul. How do you get up? Through V'adarat Pnei Zokin. And the male, all you have is Mitzvah's Kima. So we have a Chrech for that, but you don't say that's Pshat in the Pasuk. Pnei Seva Tukul, you have to get up. What type of getting up? Through the V'adarat. But according to Isi, and we paskin like Isi, kol seva b'mashma, hidul hu chiyuv kovit, v'kima hu din b'fnei atzmo sheino prat mechamat chiyuv kovit, elu din b'fnei atzmo, kanal d'memei l'uba. And after Gamina Gamla Misha and Klapov Chiyuv Shal Kovit B'Torah, the Mekomu Kol Ma'adei Yosef Mechobit Mischayiv Ma'isa Shal Bitu the Metziyah Zu. So Hidur is a Chiyuv of Kovit. And Kima is an independent din. That comes automatically. You have a Chiyuv of Kovit, you have to give Kovit. And then you have an automatic din that Machmas mechubadoso, yeah, because he's a mechubadik person, you have to show his mechubadus by honoring him. Nafkamina. What's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is somebody who doesn't have a chiyuv shel kovet b'toira. You're right, v'adar te p'nei zaken, is that kanachoch? But let's say he doesn't have that, he doesn't have that chiyuv of kovet al tzitzoira. But he's still a mechubad. And that's what the B'nai Seva Tokum teaches you. That anybody is a Mechubad, you have to show an expression of this Mechubadus. And that's by standing up at least a little bit. At least like the Rambam Paskins Lanua Me'at. V'im ken, Muvanim Heitev Devrei Rashi, Shebedaf Lamed Gimel Harei Medubar, B'mali b'detanoi depligia Isi. They were talking about the Tanoim, who are arguing with Isi. And there Rashi says very, very well that the Hidur is a Gilui on the Kima. But lahaloche, we paskin like Isi. And therefore the Ram, it says in Teres Kohanim, Toseftin Rashi ala Torah, that Hidur is an Inyan b'fnei atzmo shel kovet. And that's why Rashi says, Shelo Yeshev V'Mekomo V'Lo Yistor Es Dvarav, these are two separate things. There's not a steer in Rashi at all. Rashi in the Gemara is going on the Tanakam V'Yosi HaKlili. They hold that the Hidur is Megala on the Kima, and the Rashi Ala Torah is like Isi. And Isi holds up in a Seva Tav Medat Menei Zaken are two different things. Medat Menei Zaken is giving him covenant, seen as covenant. How do you do that? Lo Yeshev V'Mekomo V'Lo Yistor Es Dvarav. And when they say the tokums, you have to show. When somebody's a mechubad, you have to show their mechubadus. And therefore, it applies even to old people. Muvanim heitev devrei Rashi. וזה באמת מבואר במה שכתב רש"י לעניין זה של הידור רק לגלוי על קימו כלפי אלפוסי בגמור השם דהידור הוא שאין בו חיסרון כיס. רש"י writes this. The hidur is only magala what type of kima you have to stand vis-a-vis the limud in the gemore. The hidur has no chesr and kis. And you have hidur, it doesn't have to cost you money. Why does Rashi write a dafka over there? Why does dafka Rashi tell us there that hidur is a gila and kima? The whole sugya Rashi could have told us. Why dafka there that hidur ain't bo chesr and kis? And the chidushi amarit, he had this kasha. According to what we're saying, it's great. Because if the hidur was bechesr and kis, in other words, you have to do a mitzvah to give him mammon, like Rashi writes in the Gemara Maaseh Mahidur. So it's pashut that there wouldn't be an inyan of kavod. Shelo haya b'zeh inyan shel kavod, giving him money. Im hidur haya b'chesr and kis, that's a mitzvah to give him money. Pshita shelo haya b'zeh inyan shel kavod. U'bal kolchenu b'tzarich ha'pasuk. Al chiyuv miyuchad al kovet shel kima. So then we would need a pasuk to tell you there's a chiyuv of kima. Because if the pasuk was telling you that you have to give him money, then we would need a pasuk to tell you that you have to stand up. Because the kovet isn't expressed with money. So what's going to be the kovet? You need a pasuk to tell you to stand up. And that's going to be the kavod. Because money isn't kavod. Giving someone money isn't kavod. So you'd need a pasuk in chi of kavod shel kima. That's if the pasuk was telling you to give him money. But now that we say that hidur has no chesr and kis, so you can't say that kipshuto, that it's talking about giving kavod. Because if you say that it's talking about giving kavod, v'adalta p'nei zaken, then memela he's chayiv b'kima. Then why do we need another pasuk to tell us that? What do we need another chiyuv of kima for? That's already included in the regular kavod. If adart is telling you money, then we need a pasuk to tell you to stand up. But if the adart is telling you kavod, then why do you need the pasuk to tell you to stand up? Standing up is included in the kavod. So it must be that the hidur isn't a chi of kavod. It's just megala, what type of kima you have to stand up. Not in beis hamerchatz, etc. A kima that shows proper honor. That's what the hidur is coming to tell us. And that's how Rashi explains it over here. The sinyan that the hidur is megala on the kima. Because that's proven from the fact that there's no chesr and kiss involved. If there's no chesr and kiss, so the hidur is to give kavod. If it's to give kavod, we need a pasuk to stand up. So the answer is no. The hidur is not to give kavod. The hidur is megala on how you stand up. And with this, we can also explain the Rambam in the sixth parak of Hilchos Talmud Torah Halacha Beis. So maybe if God is good to me, we'll be able to be zoch to continue, and we'll see more neflos rabbos v'atzumas mitoras Hashem. Advarim hayu meirim u'mesamchim, zakim u'behirim, kikolchovim mazhirim, u'meirim kesapirim. Baruch Hashem. It's such a schus to learn this Torah with you, and please God, we'll continue. I hope, and we'll see more neflos rabbos v'atzumas mitoras Hashem. And please stay tuned. Thank you so, so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.